In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Steve.
John.
How's it going?
Really good, but I've spent the entire past week kicking myself for not talking about something on the show on my last visit.
What is it?
Considering how much I blather on about the show, I didn't tell anyone to watch Taskmaster last Wednesday.
I've heard good things from other people.
Huge oversight. Mm-hmm. Well, look, you're taking tips from other people now.
Mm.
They can come and do the show then. It's fine. They got underway last week, and it's the New Zealand version of Taskmaster. I think really found its feet in its second season, where Laura Daniel triumphed over the likes of Heath and Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
This batch of people has huge potential. I'm not sure the first episode captured all of it,
mm-hmm.
But in particular, it was great to see Josh Thompson and Cutter Forrester on Taskmaster. And but tuning back in tonight to see more.
Okay.
TVNZ 2 at, I believe, around 8:35, 8:40 p.m.
Just popping
out. And of course,
out.
You can watch all this stuff on TVNZ Plus.
Popping out one at a time. And
popping
then...
out one at a time.
Okay.
Just let's there's probably only so much comedians being dickheads that sorry, that's a bit rough. There's only so much comedians struggling with the tasks they're given.
Yes.
That one can watch in a single sitting.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a weekly is good for this. Of course, old velvety voiced Jeremy Wells,
mm-hmm.
Ringmaster to proceedings, mm-hmm. the taskmaster himself. So mm-hmm. I'll be tuning into that tonight. Maybe have a couple of sausage rolls and get ready for State of Origin afterwards.
A bit of
midweek sport.
Oh, excellent.
Are we allowed to talk about sport?
Yes, we can.
On BFM?
Yes, it's after 4:30.
Oh, there's a watershed for sport. Yeah.
Yeah, we can talk about sport now.
Oh, great.
I myself, Steve, just to share, have been indulging in Tour de France, 10 stages in now, enjoying it. Clearly some... illegal drug use going on with some of them because they're pretty good, but
it's
exciting to watch.
I'm shocked. I've never really watched cycling. Watched a few different sports, but that hasn't grabbed me. What format is it like? How much would I be signing up for if I decided today I want to start watching cycling
on Sky? Little plug for Sky now.
Whoa,
Sky Sport
whoa.
Now.
How do they?
You can get like a 15-minute version of highlights, which kind of like cuts out all the nuance.
So that's like start, a couple of crashes,
yes,
the end,
pretty much.
Which to some people might say that's all there is to
cycling.
Cycling,
yeah, the crashes, yes, the crashes and the drugs. There's a longer form, like about an hour. Which is actually not a bad sort of way to go. Usually the last 40 or 50 Ks is pretty entertaining. Or you can hoe down, watch the whole 5 hours of the cycling race. But you got to be pretty committed to do that.
What's the time difference on it?
Starts about midnight.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah, 11. It's 11 midnight. So it's in the middle of the night.
Oh, well. That didn't.
Yeah. You can watch it the next day, though.
That wouldn't have stopped people watching Wimbledon. So
yes.
Let's not grumble. I'm looking forward to State of Origin tonight. It is the decider between Queensland and New South Wales. Not sure who the curtain raiser is. The first match, the curtain raiser was New South Wales Police versus Queensland Police.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you don't root for either team. But we'll see. We'll Taskmaster's the curtain raiser tonight. Mm-hmm. Let's put it that way. I'm also thinking about the New Zealand International Film Festival. Tickets go on sale from tomorrow, I believe, for this year's fest, which kicks off the very end of this month. Having mined through the program, kind of gotten my 20-something films together, rather than rattling them off, I thought maybe I'd just highlight something from the program that I'm looking forward to today and talk about something you can watch ahead of seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
What really jumped out at me is a film called Flux Gourmet. Sounds a bit like a Rockquest band name.
Mm-hmm.
This is from director Peter Strickland, and I don't know too much about it. Sort of strange black comedy seems to be his forte. And this film is centered around, it's fictional, I should say. It's centered around experimental performance artists performing something called sonic catering. Mm-hmm. And the still has some performers in kind of coral robes with a whole bunch of vegetables mic'd up. So okay. I'm very confused already.
Yes.
But Strickland was responsible for the film that topped our list at Flicks of the best films of NZIFF 2019, which is a kind of bizarre horror called In Fabric. I don't know if you've had the pleasure of this one, John.
Nope.
But it's a film about it's set around an eerie department store, kind of a sort of dated sort of 70s, 80s sort of setting. And it's about a cursed dress that passes from person to person, corrupting their lives. Mm. I love this film. Steve Newell back in 2019 said, a bonkers crowd pleaser from a filmmaker who evidently has something against bosses, I don't know what that's about, who vary here from friendly oppressive to outright oppressive, or jizzing across the screen. Well, that's a spoiler. There's some fluid in this film.
Yes.
But In Fabric, that is available for rental via iTunes. Unfortunately, it's not on any subscription streaming services, but highly recommend that. It's very English, very odd. Very enjoyable. So watch that, and then that'll give you a sense of what you are likely to expect from Flux Gourmet in a couple of weeks' time.
Okay.
The other thing I mentioned before running out the door today is there is a new made-for-Netflix action flick on the way, and I think most people can agree that the direct-to-Netflix, no matter what the budget films, are generally not too great.
Mm-hmm.
But every now and again, I hold out hope for one. And this one's a thriller called The Gray Man. It's from the Russo brothers, who made Captain America Civil War and Avengers Endgame and whatnot. And this is a espionage action thriller starring Ryan Gosling, Chris Evans, and Ana de Armas. You know, it looks on the trailer like everything you'd expect from that collection of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Netflix in a couple of weeks, but I've just spotted that there are some cinema screenings for it starting tomorrow in a few select cinemas around the city. So might be worth taking a punt and seeing it on the big screen rather than in your living room. Maybe a counterpoint to all of that highfalutin stuff that you're going to watch at the film festival in a couple of weeks.
Looks like we get it a week or so before the US.
Yeah, maybe so, actually. Maybe that might be what those teaser dates are doing. Mm. If a bit of Chris Evans with a moustache as a villain who's trying to kill Ryan Gosling is your thing, then off you go. Okay. I've just sold myself. That's cancel all plans.
Yeah.
The Gray Man. That's streaming from the 22nd of July. So basically, just get a jump on everyone and see
it
early.
See it. Yeah. Nice one, Steve.
Other than that, sport. Yes. Let's watch some more sport.
I certainly will.
Go the Warriors.
Got another 2 weeks of Tour de France. Yes.
Oh, you're gonna be no good. You'll be no good to anybody.
Yeah.
All those late nights and just, hey, did you hear what happened in the cycling last night? Everyone going, no,
get away from me.
Wicked.
All right, Steve. Thanks.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.